He knew what he was after.
He knew what he wanted.
I don't know how he could buy the thing. He wasn't as big as I am. No idea. And probably didn't weigh 120 pounds. And the gun, I think, weighed 15.
Wow. Oh, 10 gauge. That must have given him a good rub.
Well, you know, the average load for a 10 gauge gun at that time was an ounce and a quarter short. And 3.5 grams of powder.
That's got to do it.
But I mean, 12 gauge magnum, you get an ounce and a half a shot.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah. And about 4.5 grams equivalent. So the 12 gauge load at the time was 1 ounce. That's a 20 gauge load, man.
Yeah.
So I suppose, you know.
Yeah, probably. There's
big heavy gun, and, you know, not too heavy a charge. You probably just push it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not as bad as I thought, right?
No.
Never thought of it in terms of black powder versus smokeless.
It just, I've got a 12 gauge that I bought a long time ago. I used to play around shooting black powder. So.
Dennis, yeah.
And it's really different. You know, they just kind of push it. The only problem is, you can't stay in one spot for long. Because after you fire about 4 times, you can't see through the smoke.
Yep, I can believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Yet I kind of wonder what, you know, in April, all the world around, but yes. And what would eat a small fish?
Damn little. Herring. Mackerel.
Well, they're too big for herring. Mackerel would eat them, but they didn't never show up for the first of July. And Alvin said they caught and had it. You might as well forget it after the first of July. So perhaps that's what they came for on this lake.
I'll bet. When this stuff
was a spring fish fry,
yep.
But maybe they didn't leave, maybe that's kind of disturbed.
Well, but if they were, if they dispersed and they nailed them coming and going down the bay,
yeah,
why, could be it. All that information on the spawning grounds that's floating around that they did back in the late 1800s.
Nothing up today.
Nothing anywhere inside.
No, they stopped. Well, just outside of Arnold Hayman, I think.
That's the closest one. There's a big piece of bottom that goes from the southern of Saddleback. Otter Island Reef, Saddleback Reef, and goes over the Shin, and then Western Reef. Comes way out on the western side between Hurricane Vinyl and Matinicus.
Mm.
And that's about as far up the bay as they go anyway.
Yeah.
But I know from my family's experience and from what I've heard that wasn't as far up the bay as things went.
Mm.
In fact, it has to make you wonder if the bulk of the fishing really didn't start up the inside.
Well,
and it was this fishery that went not only here, but down in the Chagas Bay and Frenchman's Bay and all of these places inside.
Well, God, it hasn't been through up for long since you would catch codfish right off the dock in Eastport. I mean, it's only been a few years. They can't now.
No, they can't now.
But it couldn't have been 10 years ago.
Nope.
They could catch them right there.
Yep.
That's pretty close to shore.
I can remember catching codfish on the Black Buoy at the mouth of Vinyl Haven now.
Really?
Yep. Going out mackerel fishing and as you know, get bored. The rock cod, I guess, is a codfish to me.
Yeah, oh yeah. The last time I went to Sea Long to try to catch a fish, it's been a long time, but I did have a sign to also, it couldn't have been more than 15 years. We went to Sea Long, we went all around there, 3,000
kilometers.
Yeah. I don't think we got any.